This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump itching to get back on the election campaign trail after being sidelined by a COVID-19 infection will begin by delivering remarks to supporters at the White House at an outdoor event Saturday. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The first event is at the White House. The rally will be in Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, says the president appears to be following CDC guidelines.
10 days from the onset of your symptoms. So apparently he started getting symptoms on Thursday, last Thursday.
There is another big guideline.
2 negative tests by PCR, 24 hours apart.
As long as the president fulfills the criteria of the CDC of being non-infective,
then I would feel okay.
Fauci cautioned the White House again to avoid large-scale gatherings of people without masks. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Residents in South Louisiana braced to relive a nightmare Friday as bands of rain from approaching Hurricane Delta began soaking the same area of the state that was badly battered by Hurricane Laura 6 weeks ago. The streets were largely vacant in the city of Lake Charles, where Laura destroyed buildings. Blue-tarped roofs stretched as far as the eye could see, and rain pulled around piles of moldy mattresses, sawed-up trees, and other debris that officials worried could cause more damage or deaths when Delta hits. Delta lashed the coast with heavy rains and winds Friday afternoon, and its eye is expected to cross the Louisiana coast soon. Heavy rains and a high storm surge are predicted for an area stretching from the Louisiana-Texas border to beyond the Mississippi River. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. 2 suspected Islamic State militants from Britain who were brought to the United States to face charges in a gruesome campaign of torture and other acts of violence pleaded not guilty in a court in Alexandria, Virginia on Friday. El-Shafi El-Sheikh and Alexander Cote are 2 of 4 men dubbed the Beatles by their hostages because of the captors' British accents. G. Zachary Terwilliger is the U.S. attorney.
At the arraignment, they were represented by counsel. Both defendants waived formal reading of the indictment, entered pleas of not guilty, and requested a trial by jury.
A federal grand jury on Wednesday issued an 8-count indictment that accuses them of being leading participants in a brutal hostage-taking scheme that resulted in the deaths of Western hostages, including American journalist James Foley. The charges are a milestone in a years-long effort by U.S. authorities to bring to justice members of the group known for beheadings and barbaric treatment of aid workers, journalists, and other hostages in Syria. One of the men accused in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer appeared in court on Friday for an arraignment. An attorney for Sean Fix entered a not guilty plea on his behalf, and Magistrate Tammy Rogers set a $250,000 bond. Assistant Michigan Attorney General Gregory Townsend says that Fix participated in the plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer.
He assisted in surveilling the governor's vacation home, as well as providing information and details where that home was located.
Authorities announced Thursday they had foiled a stunning plot to kidnap Whitmer in a scheme that involved months of planning and even rehearsals to snatch her from her vacation home before the November 3rd elections. A UN program dedicated to ending hunger has won the Nobel Peace Prize. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The announcement came from the chair of the Norwegian Nobel Peace Committee.
The Nobel Peace Prize for 2020 to the World Food Program.
This is the first time in my life I've been speechless. I mean, this is unbelievable.
World Food Program Executive Director David Beasley tells the AP the program's staff more than deserve the honor.
They're out there in the most difficult, complex places in the world, whether it's war, conflict, climate extremes, it doesn't matter. They're out there and they deserve this award.
The Peace Prize Committee says the WFP aided more than 135 million people last year, the highest total in many years. I'm Tim McGuire.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.